Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another show. We are at Inbound and in San Francisco. We're sitting in a sunny rooftop with fantastic speaker Anastasia Kovtunenko, the principal account executive and sales team lead. Let me read this from LinkedIn: HubSpot strategy, execution, growth, marketing, SaaS, EMEA. Anastasia, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Great to speak to you, Bart.
So, topic of the conversations about the inbound updates, what is going on? This is what we want to cover, how sales leaders can take actions based on what we listen here. But first of all, like, everyone's got own story. What is your story with HubSpot?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. I'm originally from Ukraine. I moved to Germany 6 years ago, and at some point of my career in sales, I was approached by one of the HubSpot recruiters. And to be fair, I did not know what is HubSpot because my previous company was using heavily Salesforce. So yeah, it was a fun interview where I wasn't even sure what is the product. But when I spoke to the lady from HubSpot and I checked the product myself, I found it very useful for automation, marketing, and I was like, why not to give it a try? And that was exactly 3 years ago. So I celebrate my HubSpot anniversary here in San Francisco.
That's well done. Like, what's the story? HubSpot, isn't it? It's just some of the people within industries, they exactly know what HubSpot is, but many are not, isn't it? So that is the question of, like, now, what is the HubSpot now? What is the HubSpot after the Inbound 2025?
Oh, you know, HubSpot, of course, it was emerging as a marketing automation tool. Then it became CRM and also very focused on sales activities. But what you can see and what you hear today at the event on Inbound, that we utilize AI more and more. So I believe that HubSpot, as many other tech companies who are very, like, you know, present and follow the global trends, would be shifting the focus on AI. And when I speak AI, when I say AI, I mean all the industry fields, like, you know, marketing, sales, customer support, also just optimization of daily activities that would be focused on AI.
So, reflecting on your journey, Anastasia, so like 3 years ago,
yes.
Obviously it looks like, oh yeah, 18 months, maybe one more, doesn't matter really. How you changed the way you're selling back in, let me count, 2022?
Yeah.
And now 2025. So what has changed now?
I would say I just outsource some of my daily routine tasks to AI. Mm-hmm. And it makes my life a little bit easier. What else has changed? I would say that the product fit and the customers, we are focusing more like on upmarket. Before, it was a little bit more transactional. Now my team has grown almost twice as much.
Wow.
So actually, I'm one of the pioneers of Central Eastern Europe team, apparently. So we are scaling. I really like what we are doing with the guys. And I think that it's just pleasant for me as a salesperson to sell the product, which actually solves my customers. So what I'm doing now, it's not only selling to new customers, but also heavily selling to or upselling to existing customers, which I brought through these 3 years.
So, moving from the transactional yes and no, yes, I would like to buy, no, I don't want to buy, is more understanding the customer problem,
yes,
their journey, maybe fitting one hub, one product, one specific niche solution for them. And then moving on, once they're ready, then it's ready to upsell. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
So corporate sales, more mid-market, and we've discussed this, you know, AI, target accounts, that's going to be massive, massive changes. We heard the changes about the segments that automatically will be updated, and system will help you to find out, you know, who will be the next conversation. We're talking about a heat map, something like organizational chart, for example. What is your favorite tool announced here at Inbound?
That's hard to choose just one, you know. at the same time, I'm actually very excited about our Commerce Hub, which would be a CPQ. Mm-hmm. Why am I excited? Because many customers, they were requesting it before, and I was selling mostly Sales Hub, Marketing Hub, also Content Hub, but it was one of the parts which was missing, and they would we would recommend the salespeople to use some third-party tools, and of course we have we solve for the customer. So for me, it's first of all not to sell just HubSpot, but also sell the tools which should accommodate them to run their business.
Mm-hmm.
And now it sounds like HubSpot becomes like one-stop shop for all of their activities. So when they buy smart CRM, they could utilize it for basically each stage of their business.
So CPQ, maybe we can, not many mm-hmm. listeners maybe like, what CPQ,
yeah.
another acronym that might be, so let's dive deep into more into it. So CPQ, can you give
Let me maybe just to simplify it, to name a couple of examples how you can use it. It's for creation of activation links, quotes, afterwards to create invoices so that your customers could, maybe if you have a subscription-based business or if you just want to, let's say, sell goods or services, you just optimize this process. And not only you create leads and then customers and deals in HubSpot, but also when you want to issue the invoice for the payments of your services or goods, you can do it already also directly in HubSpot.
Fantastic. So it's more quote to cash, isn't it? Just reflecting
yes.
that
yeah.
bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And to automate it also, because before you could also do it, but it was much more manual process, or you could use some sorts of third party tools, and now you can use just HubSpot for this.
Yes, I have attended the session with Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
And if Hugh is listening to this, definitely we want to say hello and well done, you and team. Traditionally, HubSpot launched a quote, which is now obviously a little bit of outdated and it requires a bit of change, including AI, and what we're moving in towards heavily AI automated process to helping customers to get and choose the products they like and just basically turn into invoice cash into money. Now, you're in inbound, you're speaking with leaders. There are plenty of, I don't know, 12,000, maybe even more people in there. We are in San Francisco where AI is there. One of the striking points is when I arrived, it was lots of billboards with AI adverts, which was completely highly unusual. Not one, not two, but 15 different systems and ecosystems. And obviously 200 plus updates announced today by HubSpot. It could be quite overwhelming with sales teams and sales leaders what to do next. What is your next steps in terms of the enabling this systems? What would you say middle level business, maybe 20, 30 plus reps selling regularly and what they need to take as a next step to actually start using this technology?
Yes, thank you so much for sharing this experience about just when you arrived to San Francisco and AI billboards, of course. Also, you probably saw the cars without drivers.
Yes.
So, AI is absolutely everywhere. And it's not only about now business owners. It's also about us customers that we face it on every step of our life. And even today we heard Yamini saying that she uses AI just for her, let's say, writing minutes of the meeting or to create some summaries or just to create a timetable what she plans to do. So I guess that AI is not only relevant for business, it's also relevant for people on a daily basis. But to answer your question about, let's say, 20, 30 people team or business, it's, I think, of course, there is a difference between such teams and just some corporate customers, but I believe that AI became so accessible to everyone and it's very intuitive to understand that more and more people would be incorporating it in daily life. Like we use now ChatGPT or Gemini and they're both actually integrated with HubSpot. And the same logic is with the CRMs or any other softwares which such companies purchase, and it would be just making their life easier. And you could utilize it both for, let's say, team management and also working with internal and external stakeholders. Just to, let's say, not create manual, minutes after the communication with the customer, but that AI does it on your behalf. And for this, you don't have to be 2 million company, 2 million people company. You can also be a company of one person, right?
Accelerating what you have with one, two people. So less people are needed now for what, tons of resources being required in the past, and this is massive shift also an available opportunity for small business to shine and use. So moving on your journey and the way that you sell, that the way that you talk to clients, you have a team, you have a structured way of, you know, of conversation, of discovery, and so on. Talk me through, you know, some kind of tips you can share with what is working with you know, with SaaS sales specifically, because obviously HubSpot is one of the SaaS product. What process are you following? What is working? Maybe when did you make any mistakes that you now know and you're going to improve?
So, of course, everyone makes mistakes. And for us, we are also humans. And of mm-hmm. course, there is AI. But even to utilize AI, you should also, like, I cannot say that AI would substitute people. It would just change the way how we work. And returning to the beginning of the conversation, that when I joined HubSpot 3 years ago, we did not use ChatGPT. There was no ChatGPT at all, and Gemini. But now what happens, for example, I have my BDR, and she utilizes Gemini. She created Gems where she uploaded information about our products, and when she reaches out to some people on LinkedIn or she sends an email, she would use those Geminis or Gems for creating prompts and to say send automated emails, but they would include already the role of the person, they would include already the hub or maybe functionality of HubSpot which could solve for them, and we also connected with our case studies page so that we could also use some reference to existing customer from their vertical, and it just makes, she could do it also the same way before, but she has to do it manually. Now this Gems save a lot of her time, and what I see that she could create much more leads and she has much more calls booked because their reach out is much more personalized, but she doesn't have to do it manually. So everything what she would do before, it would take her not, let's say, 2 or 3 hours time, it would take her maybe 15, 20 minutes, and the result would be incredible. That's actually what I like about current like utilization of AI agents. And of course in HubSpot we have you know, this AI prospecting tools which would enrich data, so you know more about the customer before you join the call. And also sometimes our SaaS sales, they take a couple of months or even years time to sell, and you as a salesperson, because we are humans, we could make mistakes, we could forget some important yes. details. And in this case, Breeze would give you the AI tool of HubSpot, like, you know, a little summary, what was discussed before this particular even person from the company, because we have our calls recorded, and then like it would give you some hints when to follow up, what topics to discuss, and that's very handy. That's probably what has changed quite a lot during the last 3 years, and the same goes to the process of upsells or cross-sells, that AI could notify you when, let's say, the contract of a person is over, or if one of our customers was checking our pricing page, let's say for, I don't know, Marketing Hub, and you know that they use Sales Hub, I would receive an email which would tell me, hey, this prospect or this customer looks like a good lead for communicating about a particular product. And that's also what I will do. Before, I would have to check it manually. And now it just AI gives me some hints. So it's very useful. And the last point to cover, you were saying about mistakes. I think in my case, the mistake was that I was trying to do all sales process myself. So what I'm doing now, I utilize partners very heavily, because you guys are in the field, you know what are the trends, you also speak the language, you understand the market. So in this case, I would always try to collaborate and share the sales process, not only to do it myself internally with HubSpot, but also use external resources so that afterwards the customer is handled by the partner. Partners could help them to onboard and afterwards consult them how to utilize the tool.
Amazing. Collaboration is the key, isn't it? It's not only within that ecosystem, but anywhere else. One of the way we grow our business is not to, you know, LinkedIn ads or to some kind of spam. It's more with partners who are speaking the same language, and we can just basically collaborate and just kind of, you know, extend our our pipeline.
That's amazing. But what about AI tools? Do you guys also use it for daily work?
Yes, we are. Using for quotes, I have to say, analyzing the data with a ChatGPT and HubSpot Connector, and we have a master prompt that will help us to create, like, analyze the data, pain points, and create some kind of wording the way the recording and everything else was discussed. And yes, we already successfully closed 2 deals based on that for the last month, and I was surprised. You know,
that's wonderful. Congratulations.
We use the AI, but human part. So concluding our conversation, Anastasia, fantastic. Thank you. This podcast is called H2H Human Automation. Obviously, automating human connections is nearly impossible at all. But what would be your what we should do as a human to sell better?
I think selling to the right audience. So my mission would be to sell only to people who actually need your product and for whom it solves some of their daily routine or tasks. So when I join my customer calls, I do maybe not typical thing. I try to disqualify. I try to mention that people, maybe you don't need HubSpot. And only when they prove me that they actually need HubSpot, then we start talking about sales. So selling to someone who needs your product.
And that concludes our conversation. Thank you very much, Anastasia, and thank you for a podcast.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.